This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera akanaka vatereri. Kusangana kwatiri kuita pa Studio 7 manero anasi uri musi wesvondo chikumi 19 2016. Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 13860 ne 15455 kilohertz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa paintaneti pawebsite yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndiPraxedes Jeremiah, ndiri muWashington. Ndichiti ezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Komiti yedare reparamende inoona nezvekutongwa kwematunhu yange ichiita misangano yakanangana nekunzwa pfungwa dzevanhu pamutemo weLocal Government Laws Amendment Bill svondo rapfuura. Sangano rembatanidzwa wemadzimai vanopinda svondo dzakasiyana-siyana vanogara muAmerica vange vakaungana kuDelaware vachipinda musangano wokuzviswededza pedyo nemusiki weWomen of Dominion International. Iyi ndiyo misoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino iStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri kuWashington DC tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Komiti yedare reparamende inoona nezvekutonga kwematunhu yange ichiita misangano yakanangana nekunzwa pfungwa dzevanhu pamutemo weLocal Government Laws Amendment Bill svondo rapfuura rese. Asi rimwe sangano rakazvimirira roga reCenter for Community Development Zimbabwe rinoti harisi kufara nenyaya yekuti mutemo uyu uri kungovandudzwa muzvidimbu zvidimbu. Misangano iyi yange ichiitwa kwaMutare, Masvingo, Bulawayo, Gweru, Central neHarare. Mimwe ichaitwa kuKaroi, Mvurwi, Mutoko neMurewa uye kuMacheke. Kuti tinzwe zvizere, Blessing Zulu West Studio 7 abata vaGeorge Makoni veCenter for Community Development Zimbabwe kuti tinzwe maonero avo.
Sangano redu rinopinda nenyaya yekuti rinoshanda kuona kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvine chazviri kuitawo here maererano nematongerwo anenge achiitwa nyika nenyaya dzebudiriro munyika pachinzvimbo chekuti zvinhu zvinge zvichingoitwa nevatungamiriri. Isu tiripo kuti tione kuti izwi rechizvarwa chemwana weZimbabwe riripowo here pane zvinenge zvichiitika.
Takatarisa bhiriri, makakwanisawo here kumbotaura nevanhu vasati vaenda kunonzwa zviri kutaurwa nekomiti yeparamende?
Hongu, takakwanisa kuita izvozvo. Takabatana nechitungiza Residence Trust pamwe chete necombined Harare Residence Association. Takatenderera munyika yese tichiudza vanhu kuti bill iri hatisi kurida rakaipira zvakati zvakati tivatsanangurira pane zvarakaipa.
Chii chaizvo chamusiri kufara nacho?
Chatisiri kufara nacho ndechekuti isusu tiri kuda kuti mutemo wese ukochanidzwe uitwe hoche koche nebumbiro remutemo. Asi zvatiri kuona ndezvekuti parikungotorwa zvidimbu semuenzaniso section 114 yeUrban Councils Act pamwe chete nesection 157 yeRural District Councils Act ndizvo zvega zvangobatwa. Yeti tine nyaya dzakawandisa zvikuru dzinofanira kuti dzigadziriswe dzakafana nenyaya dzedevolution, dzakafana nenyaya yekuti zvinyorwe kuti mari dzinofambiswa sei dzekanzuru. Pane zvimwe zvisina kunyatsobuda zvakanaka. Asi pongomhanyirwa nyaya dzemasimba aminista izvozvo zvinhu zvinotitaridza kuti pane zvimwe zviri kurongeka paseri. Saka ndonyaya yata takanyanyotsimbirirana nayo ipapo tichiti aiwa kana zvinhu zvichiitwa ngazviitwe zvese kwete kuti toita kanzatu kanzatu kuti apo aiwa hapana kwatinenge tichienda.
Va George Makoni vanoshanda ne Center for Community Development Zimbabwe. Apo vange vachitaura parunare muHarare na Blessing Zulu we Studio 7. Sangano rembatanidzwa wemadzimai vanopinda svondo dzakasiyana siyana vanogara muAmerica vange vakaungana kuDelaware. Vachipinda musangano wekuzviswededza pedyo nemusiki weWomen of Dominion International. Studio 7 yakwanisa kutaura na Reverend Majori Chikore, vanova mutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wesangano iri, vachitsanangudza nezvavari kuita sesangano.
Women of Dominion musangano unosanganisa madzimai internationally, ndichireva kuti wanobva munyika dzakasiyana siyana vachisangana kuzokurudzirana. Munhu wemukadzi munozviva kuti anosangana nezvinhu zvakawanda. Saka musangano uyu unokurudzira madzimai kuti varerukirwe vachidzidziswa mararamiro anoita kuti uri mudzimai, like uri a busy woman, une vana, unoita sei uine basa usina basa. Saka musangano uyu basa rawo nderekunakisa mudzimai and empower wopihwa maskills ekuti worarama sei in the diaspora nekunzvimbo dzavanenge vabva.
Kubva matanga muri kuona sangano iri richikura here?
Kutaura chokwadi, sangano iri riri kukura zvinotyisa. Nga takatanga hedu Wednesday, manumbers ekutanga kwemusangano anokurakidza kuti tiri kuenda kupi, which means kuti sangano redu riri kukura nguva nenguva yatiri kusangana. Zvoratidza kuti vanhu vari kubatsirwa. Kana abatsirwa anotaurirawo vamwe, ndo inonzi evangelism. Tiri kuwitinesa Mwari, toenda unotaurira vamwe, vamwe vouyawo. Saka zviri kuita zvakanaka.
Ngatitarisei dingindira regore rino.
Dingindira regore rino nderezvikomborero, showers of blessings. Ndinoona sekuti takasvika ipapo nekuti taona zviri kuita Mwari. Mukavanamata mukavatsvaga vanodurura zvikomborero. Gore rino tine vana vakauyawo kuzojoina madzimai kumusangano.
Gore rinouya iripi, maakutoziva here?
Ehe, takaronga for 10 coming years. Gore rinouya tiri kuenda kuTennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. Saka zvatove mugwara rekugadzirirwa.
Zvikomborero, zvikomborero zvizhinji, zvikomborero tinazvo, zvikomborero zvaMwari.
Avo vanga vari mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wesangano reWomen of Dominion International, Dr. Majori Chikore, vachitsanangudza zvavari kuita sesangano. Vanhu vazhinji vemuZimbabwe vave kugara muSouth Africa vari kuchema-chema nero kuti mararamiro avo ave kutangawo kuvaremera nemhaka yekudonha kwemasimba emari yekuSouth Africa yerand kana ichienzaniswa nedhora rekuAmerica. Mutori wedu wenhau Marvelous Mhlanganya uye ataura namukoma Elisha Nyamayaro, vanova mutyairi anotyaira motokari dzinotakura zvinhu pakati penyika dziri kuchamhembe kweAfrica, achitsanangudzawo zvavari kusangana nazvo muupenyu.
Ya, inini ndiri truck driver, ndobasa rangu, ndodrive magonyeti. Tiri kutishungurudza ndechekuti munongozikwa kana uchiraramira munyika dzisiri dzekwenyu. Upenyu it's not easy, sezvakafana nekuti tiri kumusha kwedu. Nekuti makatarisa kuti munyika dzino dzatiri tinosangana nezvinorema, nenhekuti tinenge tiri maforeigners. Saka tanga tichikumbira kuti government izamone painokwanisa kuti iticreaterewo something ziri productive than kugara vachinetsana kuti ndiani anozotonga, ndiani achazodai, ndiani achazodai, which is 100% wrong. Instead of building the future of the upcoming generation, was like now munyika medu hamuna chirimo at all. Chingoripa ndechekuti isusu tiri kungotambura chete.
Zviri kuendeka here kwamuri ikoko? Muri kudraivha muchienda kupi nekupi?
Ndinodraivha ndichienda kuZambia, DRC, Botswana, nemalawi sometimes Mozambique but ndizvo zvo hazvichafana nekudhara bozi like mazivano vanenge vakudaidzira kuti vakatopinda basa ndovakapinda basa kudhara vane mazilogon license kuma companies anobhadhara mostly some of the companies vakudaidzira kuti yes the South African ID driver's license remuno South Africa which means those documents kuti umawane it's not easy kuti unzi wane South African ID even driver's license yachemuno South Africa vachinja vakwanisa kuitora
asi imi sezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri imomo muSouth Africa zvii zvamungade kuona zvinyanyo sanduka tinoona vari kumusha vari kuyuwirawo vachiti hakuna mari hakuna mabasa zvii zvingaitwe
ya changatichikumbirisa ndechekuti government ngaimire especially on that thing of their self what they are saying in indigenization because that indigenization is killing the country because there is no one anoya kuzinvesta munyika murutara zvakunzi indigenization they need almost against about 41% isn't it saka pa 41% akuna kana munhu one achaya kuzinvesta because anoziva kuti kuya unokandira mari yake mugungwa asina picha anowana kuti someone is just sitting in the office ari kuda 41% ini ndiri kushanda ndonzi nditore about 59% which is 100% wrong
apa pamari dzamunotambira dziri kukwana here yekuchengeta mhuri
mari dzatinotambira accordingly to here in South Africa that is chiri nani unokwanisawo kuchengeta mhuri nekubhadhara marent but kutozova neextended family like inini I'm the breadwinner for two families kwandakarora nekumba kwedu so at the end of the month it would be zvinenge zvaakurema zviri heavy kwandiri because ndinda kupedzera ndakusitirapo kuti mwana wangu chendomushotesa zvimwe zvaanoda because handingati mwana wangu angorarama ego ko vari kumusha vanorarama sei I have to send money kero ndakavatumira mari yacho they take too long kuti vaitore mari yacho futi even in the bank
muri yakakura sei sekutaura kwamaita
inini pari zvino ndine mukadzi nemwana mumwe chete kumbawo kune vanenyina vachiri kuenda kuchikoro 3 vandiri kubhadharira kwandakaroorawo kune 2 vari kuenda kuchikoro ndini futi ndiri kuvabhadharira zvakare because vese vabereki vari kumba hakuna mabasa pari zvino zvavakagara saka ndini ndiri kuvachengeta ini nemudzimai ndichiti kuenda kubasa
avo vange vari mukoma Elisha Nyamayaro chizvarwa chezimbabwe chave kugara kusouth africa vachitaura parunare nestudio 7 iko zvino tochikuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu uko anotipa chirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambirai nemufaro vatereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa namukoma Promise Mukwananzi vanova mutauriri wemubatanidzwa wevechidiki uchangoumbwa uri kuonekwa newakawanda uchiratidzira muguta reHarare omu. Tinokutambirai nemufaro pano pastudio 7 mukoma Promise.
Tinotenda mumasurati vabereki.
Aiwa, tinofunga vabereki nevateereri vari nani zvavo. Mukoma Promise, mungatiudza kuti nyaya yekuumba mubatanidzwa uyu wekuti tajamuka yakabva kupi?
Pfungwa yekuumba mubatanidzwa wanonzi tajamuka wakabva kumayuthi emuno muzimbabwe mushure mekunge vaongorora vatarisa matambudziko vakatarisana nawo sevechidiki anosanganisira kushayikwa kwemabasa, kushayikwa kwemikana yekuti vazviriritire ivo nemhuri dzavo, kushayikwa kwemari yekuti vaende kuzvikoro. Vakagara pasi vakati mushandira pamwe ndogadonzo rinogona kutibetsera kuti tinzvike nevakuru venyika ende kutaura kudai ndofunga muri kuona kuti zveshuwa kubatana kwataita kwaita mutsimbo.
Saka vechidiki ava vanobva kumasangano api kana kuti kumapato api?
Vechidiki ava vanobva kumasangano akasiyana-siyana. Tine mapolitical parties, mayouth assemblies emapolitical parties anokwana 40 ari mutajamuka. Toita ma-non-governmental organizations, mayouth pressure groups, mainformal sector groups, mavenda nemayouth movements arimo anokwana kusvika 40 ari pazasi pekampeini yatirikuita inonzi tajamuka.
Chinangwa chenyu ndechei chaizvo?
Chinangwa chedu ndechekudzosa saniti munyika. Toona sekuti munyika maita hanganwa, vari muhurumende vakapiwa utongi vaita hanganwa kuti vakapiwa nani zvavari kuita. Saka tirikuzama kuti tivaiye uchidzo kuti aiwa makatumwa nevanhu kwamuri ikoko kana makundikana mombosvibira pasaidi togadzirisa nyika zvinhu zvonyatsofamba zvakanaka nyika yodzokera mugwarama yanga iri.
Asi katiri kuona dzimwe nhengo dzesangano renyu dzichirohwa, vamwe vachisungwa, munoti kudii nezviri kuitika izvi?
Ndo zvatava takatarisira, tirikudhila nevanhu vasiya mitemo yenyika vakuita zvavanoda zvemisoro yavo. Saka tanga takatozvitarisira kuti vachatuma mapurisa kuti arove vanhu, avhundutsire vanhu. Takatozvigadzirira izvozvo, tirikuramba tichiendera mberi. Muchaona kampeni yedu ichingokura achasvika pakutadza kurova vanhu nemanhambe atinenge tichisimudza nekushingirira kwatichaita nekuita zvinhu zvatinenge tichiita zviri pamutemo wepasi pebumbiro remutemo weZimbabwe rinotipa kodzero.
Saka iko zvino muri kuita zvirongwa zvipi?
Musi wechina takalauncha tajamuka zviri pamutemo kuti izikanwe kuvanhu mumastreets emuHarare. Hatina kutsvaga police clearance ndava tinofungidza kuti ikodzero yedu kuita izvozvo pasi pebumbiro idzva remutemo. Tichirangarira magamba edu akatisiyana Beta Chokururama naRebecca Mafukeni vatondoraindira nevamwe, uyezve tichisimudzisa ndima yavakasiya, tichiratidza kuti pavakasira tichaenda mberi kusvika tazadzisa zvavaichemera.
Ko, muri kutambirwa sei nevabereki? Tiri kuona muchiratidzira panenge vabereki vakamira mumitsetse mumabhanga umu.
Tiri kutambirwa zvikuru, maperenzi ari kunyevenyuka nekutiona tiripo pamabhanga tichitaura navo, tichivaonesa matambudziko akatarisana nenyika, tichivaratidza zvekare nekuvaonesa kuti vari kukodzera matambudziko ava ndivanani, vari kuita zveuori munyika vachitora mari vachibuda nayo, nevamwe vakurukota vehurumende yeZanu PF vari kuita zvinhu zvechimbimbindoga zvinoita kuti ivo voga vange vaine mari vanhu vasina mari.
Asika hurumende iri kuti matambudziko akatarisana nenyika ari kukonzerwa nezvirango.
Maproblems ari muZimbabwe akonzerwa nehurumende yeZanu PF neuori huri munyika kukonzera kuti zvinhu zvisafambe zvakanaka, nekusateedzera mutemo nekusagarisana zvakanaka nedzimwe nyika. Ndozvo zviri kukonzera kuti nyika isafambe zvakanaka izvi.
Vari kutiwo vari kuratidzira vari kutumwa nevekunze.
Vekunze rekupi? Ava vari kuratidzira mayouth emuno muZimbabwe azvironga pachezvavo kuti agadzirise nyika yavo, vazvipira kuti aiwa nyika inoyi inyika yedu, nyika yemadzikateguru edu, hatingasiyi vanhu vachiita hubimbindoga kusvika vauraya nyika payasvika pairi panapa. Saka mayouth emuno muZimbabwe ari kuita zvinhu zvemuno muZimbabwe vachiitira vanhu vemuno muZimbabwe. Vanhu ngavasinyeperwa nemaredhiyo nemaTV anotaura zveZanu. This is a local product.
Saka zvimwe zvichemo zvenyu zvamuinazvo zvamurikuda kuti zvigadziriswe ndezvipapa?
Madimanzi atinawo chekutanga ndechekuti dai vamugabe vambosvibiruka vabetsera kuti nyika iinde mberi. Tichitarisawo zvakare dzimwe nyaya dzakaita semabond notes ari kunzi auya, vanhu vajamuka vasikuda zvemabond notes. Saka hurumende dai yasiyana nazvo, vanhu vari muusungwa vakasungwa zviri pamutemo vari paAfrica Unity Square ngavaburitswe majeri. 15 billion, 10 million youth fund, mari dzese dzakanyangarika idzodzo ngadzitsvake dziwanike kuti dzakaindepi. Brutality yemapurisa kumacitizens, angava munhu anenge aita mhosva andati mapurisa eZimbabwe ari kunyanya shungurudza vanhu achirova vanhu, it's not right, we need that to stop.
Tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma Promise nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinokutendai zvikuru, moramba muchitiyeukawo muchitaurawo nevateereri pamura.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Manga makateerera kuna vaPromise Mukwananzi, vanova mutauriri wesangano reTajamuka, iro rinounza pamwe chete vechidiki kubva kumapato ezvematongerwo enyika uye kumasangano akazvimirira oga. Aiwa vateereri, nhambetambe inoregwa ichanaka, nekudaro ngaisiye matambo. Anokonekai nemufaro, ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndokusiyai mina Praxidis Jeremiah.
Tochikupirai kambo kanotapira kambo kekurumbidza musiki kanonzi Anogona Zvese, kanobva kuna muimbi wedu Nyasha Chinono.
Naimi, 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 imi, 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 indava manga musinga ndiudzewo kuti kuna Mwari vanonzwawo. Naimi, 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 imi, 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 indava manga musinga ndiudzewo kuti kuna Mwari vanonzwawo.
Yapera kudai chitegai titarise misoro yenhau zvakare. Komiti yedare reparamende inoona nezvekutonga kwematunhu yange iri kuenderera mberi ichiita misangano yakatsaukana mumadhorobha akatsaukana yakanangana nekunzwa pfungwa dzevanhu pamutemo welocal government laws amendment bill. Sangano remubatanidzwa wemadzimai vanopinda svondo dzakatsaukana vanogara muamerica vange vakaungana kudelaware imo muno muamerica vachipinda musangano wekuzviswededza pedyo nemusiki wewomen of dominion international. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinovimba kuti muchange muinesu zvakare mangwana. Anokuonekai nomufaro, ndini wenyu Praxidis Jeremiah, ndiri muwashington dc, ndichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri. Thank you.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, June 19th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 Live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, the opposition MDCT says it plans for its march against the distribution of food based on party lines to be held in Mutare next Saturday are now on course, and party leader Morgan Changirai will lead from the front.
And we are saying to the government, they have a constitutional obligation to make sure that all Zimbabweans deserving of food aid, irrespective of their political affiliation, are supposed to get food aid. So these are some of the key issues that are going to be forming part of the demonstration that we're going to hold in Mutare.
The founder of this flag campaign, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, says that despite fearing for his life, he will continue to encourage Zimbabweans to hold the government accountable.
I think that continues to be a concern. It is not a secret that we are dealing with a system that does not take too kindly to criticism.
The Women of Dominion International Denominational Conference for Zimbabweans in the Diaspora ends in Delaware on a high note.
The next conference is going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, and we are already putting things into perspectives and into plans. So everything is in order.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. The opposition MDCT says plans for its march against the distribution of food based on party lines to be held in Mutare next Saturday are on course, and party leader Morgan Changirai will lead from the front. Party spokesman Obet Gutu tells us more on the issue.
We are protesting basically about the 2.2 million jobs still not there. ZANU-PF, in its manifesto in the last election of 2013, they said in 5 years they are going to create 2.2 million jobs. But I can assure you that right now, 3 years into the tenure of office, they have actually successfully created 2 million loafers and 2 million vendors. So we are obviously protesting to say, you promised us 2 million jobs, 2.2 million jobs. Where are the jobs? We want the jobs. We are obviously going to protest. Particularly, this is Manicaland. This is the heart of the diamond mining area, Chiadzwa. And we are saying Chiadzwa, Marange Diamonds, according to President Mugabe himself. He was publicly there admitting a few weeks ago that no less than $15 billion worth of diamonds money has gone missing. So we wanted the government to tell us what has happened to the money, who took the money, who stole the money. Those people who stole the money should be arrested. And more importantly, that money should be taken back to the National Treasury where it belongs. We are also going to be talking about the issue of hunger. As you know, 4 million Zimbabweans are facing the horrifying specter of starvation. And we are saying the government has this very notorious habit of partisan distribution of food. Many of our supporters, MDC supporters, and sometimes even supporters of other opposition political parties, are being denied food aid merely on the basis of their political affiliation. And we are saying to the government, they have a constitutional obligation to make sure that all Zimbabweans deserving of food aid, irrespective of their political affiliation, are supposed to get food aid. So these are some of the key issues that are going to be forming part of the demonstration that we're going to hold in Mutare.
That was MDCT spokesperson Obet Gutu in Harare. The founder of this flag campaign, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, says despite fearing for his life, he will continue to encourage Zimbabweans to hold the government accountable. Mawarire tells us more on the issue.
My name is Ivan Mawarire, or Pastor Ivan Mawarire, based in Harare, Zimbabwe. I'm part of the Beach Flag campaign, or at least I founded the Beach Flag campaign, which has become a citizens' movement now. We have done a campaign where we are holding government accountable for their actions, particularly now in Zimbabwe, where we are seeing an implosion of the economy. I think the resonance is in the fact that we have been able to mobilize the voice of the citizens to now be heard. Where before, this voice was only heard in hushed tones, people hiding, not speaking directly to power. We are now beginning to actually engage the powers that be, the offices of the people that are running, you know, these different institutions. And we are now starting to actually see people come out in numbers, join the petition going at the moment, which is hashtag Ndenge Must Go. And that's around the Minister of Energy and Power Development, who is caught up in what we believe are corrupt deals concerning handling of public funds. So we are now seeing a group of citizens, which continues to grow by the day, being bold enough to just click and like or tweet, but to now be able to show up and actually participate in public discontent concerning government policy.
So what is the way forward moving on with this campaign of this flag? Where are you going to next?
At this point, we are continuing to be part of the broader protests that are taking place in Zimbabwe. And we are not the only one. There are many other protests that are taking place in the country. And we see ourselves as contributing to the pressure toward government to behave themselves, to correct themselves, and also just becoming a voice that is now awakening citizens, become citizens that are active, especially as we are now moving towards the elections of 2018. We now see the citizen becoming an absolute game changer when it comes to the election of 2018. So I think for us at this point, that is what we are focused on. However, we are on standby concerning other ideas that either we are coming up with or that the members of the movement are coming up with as well, to continue to put pressure on the government concerning policy reform and concerning accountability, particularly with issues of corruption, injustice, and poverty.
What about your own safety? Do you feel safe? You have been making a lot of noise, and now we see you escalating this to actual one-on-one meetings with, you know, people like the Reserve Bank governor. Are you safe?
I think that continues to be a concern. It is not a secret that we are dealing with a system that does not take too kindly to criticism. And unfortunately, we do not have a budget. We are not a funded movement. We are a movement that, you know, stands out of our own pocket at this point. And so our safety now has to depend on the citizens. We continue to be people that are connected to our constituents as citizens. We know where we are at all times. And we've been able to put out certain alerts to the citizens in that, look, if you do not see or hear from us, check up on us, and if there is a problem, then we're asking the citizens again to rise up and make sure that our citizens are not harmed for exercising their constitutional and democratic rights.
That was the founder of this flag campaign, Pastor Ivan Mawarire in Harare. Delegates to the just-ended Women of Dominion Interdenominational Conference held in Delaware in the United States say they are already looking forward to the forthcoming one, which will be held in Tennessee next year. The conference ended in Delaware today. Vice President of Women of Dominion, Dr. Marjorie Chikore, tells us more on the issue.
This year is our 50-year anniversary, and we are so excited to see what God can do, to see God elevating a woman from the ground. When we began, it was arise and shine. Now we are saying God's blessings be upon us. We see God doing great things as we started Women of Dominion. People are being empowered. There were people who didn't know what to do with their lives, but by coming to Women of Dominion, they can now do little businesses, and they are flourishing, and they are coming here to witness and to tell others what God can do. When women meet, we are really proud of ourselves, and we thank God for what He is doing in us and for us.
We understand that this year you had an opportunity to also have young women and girls join this conference. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, God has been so good. Last year, this woman who came for Women of Dominion saw the need to include children. So this year she organized, her name is Maud Macon. She organized these young girls, and they came in numbers, about 26 children altogether, between the ages of 4 and 12. And I had the privilege to talk to them. They are so inspired. They are excited. They want to fly higher. And they are being taught what a jewel is, how to take care of themselves, what is of value to them in life. And they are shown examples of women who started as they are and where they are going. So I saw smiles all the way when I was speaking to them. And I could see that we have a generation that we have created. And we thank God that this is going to multiply and surprise us in the coming years.
And where is the next conference going to be held?
The next conference is going to be in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are already putting things into perspectives and into plans. So everything is in order.
That was the Vice President of Women of Dominion, Dr. Marjorie Chikore, in Delaware in the United States. A Zimbabwean woman based in Hollywood, California, says despite meeting dozens of celebrities in her day-to-day life, she has not let this faze her and will be appealing to those she meets to assist her in her quest to help three schools in Kwekwe. She says she hopes to assist with books and upgrading of school buildings. She tells us more on what it is like to work alongside the celebrities in Hollywood.
My name is Sandra Chingasian-Nduna, and I live in California, in Los Angeles. I work at the Clark Productions in Hollywood, and we do shows like Golden Globes, Billboard Music Awards, So You Think You Can Dance, American Music Awards. We specialize in live events, and I work in the international department. And my job is to get all our shows that we do here around the world. I've met quite a few people in the industry, you know, through my work, of course, and a lot of what I talk to them about is my work. Eventually, I'm going to try to start talking about Africa. You know, I've discussed Africa because I feel like that's who I am, so that's always my introduction point, like, who are you? I'm from Zimbabwe. I'm from Africa. This is what I do. This is what my passion is. People are open about Africa more than they've ever been. I find that people want to know more. People are misinformed. People need an education as to who we are, what the struggles are, but what the strengths are as well, because I don't take kindly to people just looking at us as being needy or looking for help. We have something to give, and that's how I approach me being in Hollywood and being African. I have something to give. Africa has something to give. At the same time, there are struggles. There are struggles everywhere, but we have our struggles, and we're not in denial about them, but at the same time, we have things to give. So I think it's really always an exchange when I meet these big people, or, you know, an exchange of information. I try by all means to enlighten and to educate and to share, and at the same time, not being in denial about whatever struggles that we're going through.
That was Sandra Chaingasieni-Nduna, the founder of Zimbabwean Child Inc., speaking to us from Hollywood, California. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. And today, I'm gladly joined by Wilson Box with the Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Wilson, thank you so much for joining me today on the program.
Thank you so much, Katenda.
And Wilson, of course, this past Thursday was the Day of the African Child. And I understand as an organization, this coming up Thursday, you will be commemorating the day. Tell us more about what you have planned.
Thank you so much, Katenda. As an organization, we are going to have an all-stakeholders meeting, which will be focused on illicit drug use in Zimbabwe. You'll find out that with the current economic situation in our country, the most affected people are the youth. So on our meeting on this Thursday, we're actually going to be focusing on the youth. How has been the youth affected by illicit drug use, and what is it that can be done to ensure that our youth are safe and also protected? Because the issue of illicit drug use in Zimbabwe at this moment in time is actually increasing, especially with the new synthetic drugs that are coming up. And it appears the government at the moment does not have a way laid out plan on what could be done or what should be done
How rampant is it to see children and youth in Africa are dealing with the issue of illicit drug use?
The issue of illicit drug use at the moment is, it's at a level whereby we are seeing that all stakeholders, being youth, you know, the churches, civil society, we need to come together and try to discuss this issue so that we come up with a holistic plan and framework whereby we can at least try to reduce the use of illicit drugs. So you find out that most youth organizations in Zimbabwe at the moment, looking at our economy, yes, they might try their level best, you know, to try and discuss these issues. But the problem that our economy is not kicking, you find out that it becomes so difficult to reach a large number of people because in terms of resources, financing, it's really a problem.
What are the resources that you would say as an organization working to deal with drugs you would need to really make an impact?
Most organizations would really need for exposure, especially in the media, because we find out that at the moment with the current problems in the country, people tend not to really look at some of these issues because people are actually mainly concerned about their day-to-day lives, especially as far as incomes are concerned, food on the table is concerned. But the issue of drugs, you see, is being taken, in the periphery. You see. So you find out that at the end of the day, such issues are not given a lot of attention. So if most organizations get the necessary materials to ensure that the local people, the grassroots, can get this information, at least I think people can move.
And for those who want to attend this meeting next Thursday, how can they do so?
Well, it's not going to be an open meeting in French. It's a meeting whereby we have said, let's start with the key stakeholders. So we've invited the police, we've invited the Minister of Health, we've invited civil society, we've invited prisons, education, and we've also invited parents, churches, you see. So we've actually sent out. So what we're actually looking forward after this meeting is to come up with a way forward that will really assist the country on the issue to do with illicit drug use in the country. So after that meeting, that is when we are going to say now, right, Zimbabwe, this is what we think can be done. And then we invite for more ideas.
And as we close here, Wilson, what's your message to young Zimbabweans when it comes to the issue of drug use? What do you say to them?
Right. What I can say to the youth of Zimbabwe is that please stop abusing drugs. Because if you abuse drugs, you are actually killing your future. Drugs are dangerous. So as youth of Zimbabwe, be responsible, concentrate on your education, ensure that you stay healthy. Your environment is also healthy, so stay away from drugs.
And with that, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Tatenda.
That was Wilson Box with the Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, hoping you stay well and hoping you'll join me again next week.
This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 shortwave frequencies and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. Now to recap on today's top stories. The opposition MDCT says plans for its march against the distribution of food based along party lines to be held in Mutare next Saturday are on course, and party leader Morgan Tsvangirai is expected to lead from the front. And the founder of this flag campaign, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, says that despite fearing for his life, he will continue to encourage Zimbabweans to hold the government accountable. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, June the 19th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead. Siyabonga Marvelous. Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 19 kuNhlangula 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Inhlanganiso egoqela amabandla ezombusazwe kanye lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezibiza ngokuthi Thajamuka sesijikile. Ithi izaqhubekela phambili ngomkhankaso wayo wokukhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi alungise umnotho welizwe.
Eyezanyiswa ngamapholisa lawa athunywayo ngohulumende kamgazi kuba nabo abanawo babo bayakhala lokho kokuthi kopha lokusithaya ngeke wasiele kuba azikuwotshe kodwa phandle kuyaqala abantu abazekhona yikhona laba abaqala yibo ababelokhuleyaphambili.
Iningi lezakhamizi zenkayi ku-ward 20 ziyakhonona ngendlela abantu abavela kwezinye izigaba abayabelwa ngayo indawo zokwakha imizi zisithi kakusetshenziswa ndawonye lezinye inkokheli.
Udubo lokuhlaliswa kwabantu olukhona yilolo lokuthi usobhuku uyaphume nguye yedwa, yena kumele baphume bebane bekhulume necommunity abahlali bakusona leso sigaba ukuthi umuntu lothi uzodinga indawo singambeka ngaphi. Uzabona umuntu useyakhile endaweni yabanika.
Indlala ibikwa ilokhu iphazamisa kakhulu impilakahle yabantu abaphila legcikwane elibangela ingculaza ele-HIV ngesikhathi imithi kanye lamanye amaphilisi kusilela elizweni. Njengenjayelo sizalithulela eziphathelane labatsha silontungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Inhlanganiso egoqela amabandla ezombusazwe kanye lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezibiza ngokuthi yiThajamuka sesijikile ithi izaqhubekela phambili ngomkhankaso wayo wokukhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi alungise umnotho welizwe njalo eqhubeke ngemizamo yokudinga umnumzana Itai Zamara owanyamalala ngomnyaka odluleyo. Amapholisa asanda ukubopha amanye amalunga alinhlanganiso kanye lokuchitha-chitha imihlangano yabo embalwa evame ukuqhutshwa egcekeni le-Africa Unity Square eHarare. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba, siqale ngokubuza elinye ilunga lalinhlanganiso umnumzana Charles Nyoni owayesebenza lo mnumzana Zamara ukuthi asichazisele ngenjongo yenhlanganiso yakhe.
Into ekhona kathesi ngeyokuthi sahlala phansi sasesibona ukuthi uZamara wayenezinto ayezibhalile kupetition yakhe yokuqala ezibhakela umongameli weZimbabwe uRobert Mugabe ekhala ngazo ukuthi abantwana beZimbabwe bayizikhalazo zabo lezi. So kuThajamuka sesijikile sasesizithatha izibhekezi sathi hhayi asikamelanga siphonge ukukhangela udaba lukaZamara engumuntu ngamuntu kodwa kasikukhangeleni nje konke kanye kanye ukuthi hhayi into esizifunayo yinto yizi lezi zibhekezi sahle siwelelana nje nama-civic organization nama-CPOs nama-political parties wonke athenyeyo ukuthi hhayi asibe ne-one ibhuku lokuhlabela esingahlabela kile sonke ukuhlengisa ukuthi kungabala nokuthi kuvela ngathi kodwa sabe sesihlabela ingoma eyi-one ingoma esawelelana yena kuyo masekusiba nguThajamuka.
Amapholisa hleze lichitha-chitha abanye benu bebotshwa abanye besithi bayatshaywa, lizawuqhuba kuze kube nini lo mkhankaso?
Sizawuqhuba kuze kube nini nanini. Aseyezamiswa ngamapholisa lawa athunywayo ngohulumende kamgazi kuba nabo abanawo babo bayakhala lokho kokuthi kopha lokusithaya ngeke wasibisele emuva ngazisikotshe kodwa phandle kuyaqala abantu abazekhona yibona laba abakhala yibo ababelokhu besisa impiaphambili kuze kufike lapha esiyafika khona ukuthi into zethu esizifunayo kuhulumende kamgazi ya-accept.
Imsakazo kanye lamaphephandaba kahulumende athi lina liphiwe imali ngohulumende bamazwe aphetsheya, kungabe kukhona elikuphiweyo yini njalo ingabe khona olithumileyo?
Leyo yingoma eyakudala abavela beyihlabela vele kusaqalisa ukunjwa amaphathi anjengabo-engizi. Siyakwazi ukuqakela muntu esiphayo imali ngoba aluba sesiphiwa imali aluba ababotshwayo kabahlalanga isikhathi lesi abasihlalileyo besesmokisini aluba imali yakhona sayibhadala kudala lokhu sekukithi kathesi ukuthi sijabuke sijike ukuthi hhayi cha asisafuni.
Lowo ngumnumzana Charles Nyoni, ilunga leqembu elizibiza ngokuthi ithajamuka sesijikile. Ubekhuluma icingweni le Studio 7 eseHarare. Iningi lezakhamizi zenkayi kuWard 20 ziyakhonona ngendlela inkokheli yomdabu egoqela osobhuku eyabela ngayo abantu abavela kwezinye izigaba indawo zokwakha imizi zisithi kakusetshenzwa ndawonye lezinye inkokheli zakulindawo. Imizamo yeStudio 7 yokukhuluma losobhuku walindawo ukuthi asichazisele okwenzakalayo yehlule, kodwa ukansela kaWard 20 unkosikazi Maria Ndlovu uthi udaba lolu luke lwahlafunwa ekhansili yenkayi njalo lwabikelwa losikomichi kanye lomlisa walindawo, bona ababikwa besalucubungula njalo bengakaphenduli. Owayeyinduna yalesi sigaba uChief Nkalakatha usanda ukubhubha. I-Studio 7 ixoxe lokhansila Ndlovu ukuze asichasisele okuningi ngalolu daba.
Udube lokuhlaliswa kwabantu elukhona yilolo lokuthi usobhuku uyaphume nguye yedwa, yena kumele baphume bebane bekhulume le community abahlali bakufuna leso sigaba ukuthi umuntu lo uzodinga indawo singambeka ngapi. Uzabona umuntu useyakhile endaweni yabanikazi uthi uyambuzwa umzethi inhlezi phezu kwemali yami, kulokucabana okukhulu kakuzisiswana. Njalo ungazama ukuthi uthi uyabacelisa osobhuku ukuthi hayi lokhu kumele likusebenze kanje, ukhansila kathiwa umuntu lo kumele abuye le ma recommendation letters atshoyo ukuthi ubehlezi njani labantu lapha kade khona, njalo abahlali bakulindawo bambeka ngapi. Bona vele kabakufika kusebenzisa sibona some behind idola lika Obama bayathengisa umhlaba. Thina okwakhathesi saba lomnyama phela ngoba uChief Nkalakatha is late. Khathesi sifakele umlisa ngokukhona ezama ukuthi angathi uyabambabamba, kodwa vele asikasebenzi la asikahlali la ukuthi simbikele ngohlupho lolukhona. Uhlupho luyaziwa lo DA uyakwazi, amapholisi ayakwazi, siyababikela time and again ukuthi i-reply asingayiboni, kodwa kasimanga lokho esiqhubeka.
Ye, kodwa abantu labo bavela kuziphi izigaba zelizwe?
Abanye abantu laba yilaba ababehlezi ngale enkayi phansi kukasifiso sikaZulu ukuthi siya ehlangabeza, ababehlaliswe ngomunye usobhuku ngokungekho emthethweni babuyeke ngapha kuthwebu yanini ngapha bebizwa ngusobhuku asikeke abathengisele indawo. Abanye ngabazele emidlenzi, abanye zele lokuthi ngathi bazela ngaphambi kwazi ngoba nezibongo zabo ileziyane zisiye, yena uyabekwazi ukuthi bathatha ngaphi labo bantu.
Kuyini okwenza kube le ngxabano ngendawo leyo? Kulabanye abantu okumele behlale kuyo yini?
Uyananzelela ukuthi i-council ithini? I-council njengabahlali besigaba ithi nxa kuzabekwa umuntu hlangana nini libonisane ukuthi umuntu lo uvela ngathi kuhamba njani, kumele ahlaliswe ngathi ngokusemthethweni. Yena uhlalisa abantu endaweni zabanikazi abakhona abaphilayo, asikuthi uhlalise abantwini abangafiyo. Yikho okuze kukhoze ini i-conflict, ngoba mina nginje ngiwukhansela ngabe sengithwele nzima, sembona abantu sebebuya yekhansela kathi umuntu luvela nga. Nxa mina sengimbuza usobhuku ukuthi kathi abantu laba abahlala lapha bavela ngaphi, ngasaqedakali uyabe selumulimi vele ngasazwisisa.
Dikela luhlafuna lolu daba yini edalele ikhansili yenu njalo liphuma lezinqumo
kakhulu? Sitshela ngaku-DA. U-DA sesizamile ukuthi simcebise lokhono uMandla Makhulu Moyo izini lobabumbewe la esimtshelile ukuthi lapha ezigabeni kakula kuhlalisana kuyaxokozela ngendaba zikasobhuku othengisa ilizwe, ngoba lakhathi ezingikhuluma nisenze nje ukhona omunye obesebiziwe sokuthi umdlisa uthi uyakugwela i-$15 ngokuthi wena wacentelani laphana waphiwa ngusobhuko nje, mina nginika i-$15 ngihambe nye kutshengisa indawo ngathi hambe uyeyithatha i-$15 ngifuna ukuthi ngimkhuphe ku-Studio 7 sokunzima ukuthi ayithathe leyo mali.
Lo ngukansela Maria Ndlovu kaWard 20 enkayi, sixoxelaye ekhonale enkayi. Isigaba secholocho ngesinye sendawo lapho indlala ebikwa ilokhu iphazamisa kakhulu impila kahle yabantu abaphila legcikwane elibangela ingculaza ele-HIV. Abaphila laleli gcikwane babhekane njalo lokusilela kwemithi kanye lamaphilisi. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxelo wake wamela isigaba secholocho edalele Senate, uMnumzana Believe Gawule, ukuze Sizwe okunenge ngalolu daba.
Izibhedlela zethu abantu bayagula kathesi inkomo kule madola la ebesinceda lawo kathesi asekho kuyafunakala ukuthi abantu abagulayo bonke bazise kathesi inkomo abantu abaningi behlala bephila amaphilisi la aphilisa abantu abadinga ukuthi ngabe bathole ukudla okuningi abantu baphila lamagcikwane abagcile igcikwane laba lawo ukudla wakhona kuyadingakala ukuthi ezibhedlela lapho abantu balethelwe imithi imithi izibhedlela zethu bafuna umuntu osemaklinik ethu lapho phandle kwapha etoleti uyakuhamba phela ufike uphiwa okuyibhakafithi kuphela kuphelele khonapho abantu bemele iphambili khona emadokotereni imali zokuya emadokotereni khona ngayo okuba private akazikho ngokunjalo yilo sidubo olukhulu esinalo esidingane nalo ukuthi izibhedlela zaselala ukuthi ezithinte abantu baphathise kutholakala imithi ezibhedlela la ngoba abantu kungabe gula basuka behambe imango emide nemali zakhona zale zingekho zokuhamba yobelizele njelinjele inganamali umumo njengakalo ngaphukula kuphela ukuthi izibhedlela zezinyephu zezithole imithi eyeneleyo ikakhuluma amadona la angangenela yakuqakahlekile idona lapho yayifika imithi yayihambe ezibhedlela zonke ezisedizani la but ngakhethi yahamba esibhedlela imithi yasilela kakhulu.
Ungathi lubhahe kanganani udubo lwabantu abaphila legciwane le-HIV abasilela ngokudla?
Udubo lukhulu kakhulu sibili ngoba ukuthi ngayengenisengakhangela sibili ukuthi abantu laba baningi abantu abaphila negcikwane leli asebethelakelegcikwane abayibo abamele iphathiso bethole loku kudla ngaba ukudla lokhu kuyabuya kodwa kuyasilela ukudla lokhu nko kuyasilela kakhulu akubenelisi abantu laba baningi abantu laba abaphila negcikwane njalo ukudla kwakhona kulutshwane akubancedisi ngezindlela kuqila zokuqinisa abantu abanaevele sebebulawa indlala ngoba abantu bakhona bayabethonethela ukudla sile okuningi ngoba umuntu wakhona efuna ukuthi athole ukudla okuningi ngokunjalo ukudla kwakhona kuyabe kungatholakali yibo sicela ukuthi ngalo ukuthi bona abancedisayo ngokudla loko bangezelele ngalokho kudla okugoqela izinto eziningi bengagoqeli nje ngabe nike impiphane impuphu kuphela banike lokunye njalo okungezelelayo ukuthi abantu bathole ukudla basile babevele bedinga ukudla okuningi xa bephila lo mkhuhlane ngalokho nansuku zanamhlanje.
Lo ngumnumzana Believe Kawule isakhamuzi secholocho njalo owake wamela isigaba lesi edalele Senate. Ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Ntungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7.
Le i-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America ese-Washington. Lisibamba kumakakase aku 909 mm wave, laku shortwave 4930, 6065, laku 15460 kHz. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voindebele.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com noba i-text message WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318.
Eselichiye kancinyane ezandleni zikaNtungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Yikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama onguNtungameli Nkomo. Namhlanje ngiseGwanda lapho engixoxa khona lesikhulumeli senhlanganiso yabasakhulayo iCommunity Youth Development Trust. Ngilonkosazana Linda Mpofu. Ma Mpofu, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga Ntungameli, ngizalalele.
Ah, kusitshele ngenhlanganiso yenu, lijongeni.
Inhlanganiso yethu leyo okuthiwa yi-Community Youth Development Trust yinhlanganiso eseGwanda, inhlanganiso efunde ngabantu abatsha abamanzelele ukuthi ulutsha lwaseGwanda alula nhlanganiso efunde khona ma eyazi ngenhlupho zabatsha beGwanda. Yikho-ke ukuthi abatsha laba bahlangane babumbe inhlanganiso okuthiwa yi-Community Youth Development Trust.
Sike sabona lapha imifanekiso ekhasini lenu le-Facebook lihlangana lezakhamizi. Liyabe lisenzani kahle kahle kunhlelo zenu?
Osikwenzayo okhathesi okumqoka yikubuthanisa ulutsha, silinika ulwazi ikakhulu abangalwaziyo. Sinanzelela ukuthi ulutsha kulilolwazi oluningi kakhulu olungafikiyo kibo. So esikwenzayo kubiza inhlanganiso ezinjengabo Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ukuthi zizohlangana labatsha bazame ukubatshela ukubabonisa ngalokho esingathi ngamalungelo abo. Kwabakathesi besisesengamalokho okuthiwa ngama-community mobilizers. Sihlanganisa ulutsha sibanika ulwazi olunengi kakhulu mayelana nje lenhlala yethu lapha ezikele eZimbabwe.
Baya kunanzelela yini abasakhulayo ukuthi balamalungelo njalo angaba engalondolozwa ngendlela efanele?
Kakhulu bayakunanzelela ngoba nxa uletha inhlelo ezinjalo singathi kwi-community nje kuzakhamisa ubona njengobuso ukuthi hawu abantu bebengakwazi bekukomnyama ubambile uthola izini lemibuzo isiya isiba minengi ukunanzelela ukuthi hayi abantu ulwazi basalufuna balilambile kakhulu abebafiki ezabeleni ulwazi.
Liyafika lasemaphandleni?
Siyangena emaphandleni kakhulu ngoba kulapho ulwazi olusahlilele khona. Yebo kambe lapho eGwanda Town sikhona sibili siyenza ihlelo kodwa emaphandleni yikho lapho esifuna ukuthi sigcike khona kakhulu ngoba ulwazi alukafinyeleli kakhulu. Unganandzelela ngakho emthethweni weGwanda amaradio lama-TV awabambi ezindaweni eziningi. Yikho-ke kuyabe sokufuna ukuthi abantu nxa kungukuthi kule lwazi abafuna ukuthi balitshele abantu manje kumele bayefika khona kanye endlikini yabantu. So abakhethi siyasebenzelana labatsha bemzimwane siyafika ensiza siyafika eGwanda South siyafika njalo kubo-Bate Bridge.
Hayi isikhathi kasisavumi uMampofu ungaphosela ukugcina.
Hayi thina engingakutsho ukuthi asilondolozenini abatha bethu ngokubanika ulwazi ngoba yiyo ikusasa yethu. Singayekela ukunika abatsha bethu ulwazi ukutsho ilizwe lethu selithakalile. Asilekeni kakhulu emhlelweni zabatsha nabadala babekhona ukwenzela ukuthi nabo kungeyibo phela abakutshengisa indlela. Ngalawo mazwi ngiyabonga.
Bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo uMampofu lathi siyabonga.
Siyabonga Nkosi.
Belilalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo ngixoxa lesikhulumeli senhlanganiso ye Community Youth Development Trust uNkosazana Linda Mpofu. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo uMntungamili Nkomo. Lila.
Siyabonga Ntungamili.
We driver, still shayile kahle mfowethu, nasifuna ukufika emakhaya speed la sikokuhamba lokho.
Hayi mina ngisebenzi wena lapha mina ngikhanda imali la.
Ah phela mawuhamba kanje ngeke sikwazi ukufika emakhaya thina.
Ngoba funyehla.
Impilo yethu siqhathekile kule mali yakho
yoyajayela. Ngoba funyehla tes.
Wenza ngathi uyasha vuka isikhathi zosha azoyendosa ilicense yakho
ke we driver kati vele wendu chafeni na hamba kahle njena sizofika la siya khona kati we driver kati vele wendu chafeni na.
Ukuzigqiba ezalamhlanje kesikhangele ebesilaso. Inhlanganiso ezibiza ngokuthi yiTajamuka sesijikile ithi izaqhubekela phambili ngomkhankaso wayo wokukhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi alungise umnotho welizwe. Hayi ke silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.